Verse number 9 in 1 Kings 20. Wherefore he said unto the messengers of Ben-Hadad, tell my lord the king, all that thou didst send for thy servant to do at the first I will do, but this thing I may not do. And the messengers departed and brought him word again. So this just goes to show Ahab's stupidity again. And this also reminds me of the old IFB, because he goes, okay, all right, so the first thing you said, I'm totally okay with that. I'm still totally okay with you taking my wives, my kids, all my possessions, no problem. But when it comes to coming into my house and taking whatsoever you want, I'm not okay with that. And you know what? The pastor Ahabs of this world, they say, yeah, you know, it's fine. We'll bring the homosexuals into our church. We're totally fine with that, but we won't let them get married. You know, oh, go ahead, come in. You can be around our children, no problem. But we're not getting bisexual bathrooms. We're not going to go shop at Target. You know, that's not the battle. That is not what matters at all. You know, Christian pastors need to stop being like Ahab. Stop following the most weak, pathetic king that the king of Israel ever had. So many pastors today resemble more like King Ahab than King David. That's a sad state of affairs in Christianity today, because they're more worried about public bathrooms than about sons of Belial molesting their children in their church. They don't care if they come in and rape their children, molest their children, as long as they don't have to see a bisexual bathroom. That's how stupid these pastors are, and that's how stupid Ahab was. It's a horrible example, but you can still see how that could apply to us in our life. You know, when we go through our battles, don't just roll over to the devil's conditions, to the sons of Belial's conditions. Why? Because they're implacable. They're unmerciful. There's no pleasing them. There's no meeting them halfway ever. You know, if someone breaks into your house and tries to take your wife and your kids, you shoot them. Amen. And if a homosexual tries to come into this church, you don't let them in. You don't let them in.